You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up? This is Connor Livesey with the Talking the Star podcast, and tonight we're on with another NFL draft prospect interview. Tonight I'm on with Max Crosby, Eastern Michigan edge rusher. What's going on tonight, Max?
Nothing much, man. How you doing?
Good, good. You're probably still getting back into shape after coming back from the combine from a few weeks ago, man. We got a lot to talk about. You had a great, great combine. I want to cover all that, but how you doing, man? How you getting back in the swing of things?
Oh, yeah. You know, the combine ended Sunday, so I've had to fly back to Phoenix out here where I'm training. And I took Monday off just to get my body back, trying to get my body back into a normal, you know, state. But, you know, I started back up on Tuesday, and, you know, I've been going, going for the last week. So, yeah, I haven't really missed the beat, and I'm just getting ready for pro day.
And you're back at home. You've probably been at some facility at somewhere in the middle of the country training, but you're back at where you live, your hometown now, right?
No, I'm here in Phoenix training at Exos.
Okay. So you're still yeah. At Exos?
Yeah.
Nice. And they're getting you ready for your pro day. Still working on. Are you planning on doing any more of the testing drills or positional drills at your pro day, I'm assuming?
Yeah. So I didn't do the bench at the combine. I had a little tricep strain, so I just wanted to be 100% for that. So I'm going to be doing the bench at pro day coming up, and also just doing the position drills.
Okay.
I'm not going to be doing the 40 and all the other times.
No reason time to
stuff. Yeah.
you had a 4.66 40-yard dash, a 36-inch vertical jump, 122-inch broad jump, a 6.89 three cone, which I want to talk about that here in a second, and then a 4.13 20-yard shuttle. Man, that three cone was one of the top three cones at your position at the combine. That really shows up on your tape too. That bend, the change of direction. That's one thing that when you turn on your tape, you definitely see the ability to just redirect. You know, the college offense is a lot of read option, a lot of option in the backfield. You had no issues changing directions. You know, following the ball carriers, reading different reads from the quarterbacks and running backs. How important is that three cone in today's NFL?
It's tough to say, but you know, it, just like you were saying, you know, getting out of in and out of cuts and turning and bending with efficiency and not wasting space and steps. You know, it's a super short drill, but all of those things come into play. And you know, I've been getting ready for it, and you know, I had some athleticism questions that came up during this pre-draft process. So honestly, I felt insulted, so I wanted to clearly make a statement. So I felt like I did that.
Oh, definitely. One of the best combine performances of the weekend from you. You know, you measured in at a good height, a good weight, and then you tested, you know, extremely, extremely well. So that was a big win for you. You got your pro day coming up where, you told us you were going to bench, hope to put up the strength numbers as well. So really, really great start for you for this offseason. I know you don't go through an all-star game, you know, the Senior Bowl or the East-West Shrine game since you're an underclassman.
Yeah.
So it's all kind of new and probably a little nerve-wracking for you to go through that experience. So I wanted to ask you, what was the weirdest question that you were asked at the combine?
That's funny because, honestly, I really didn't get any crazy questions. I've been asked this a few times.
Okay.
Because I've heard some crazy questions that were thrown out there, but I didn't really have anything, over the top or crazy. It was just mostly just, like, basic basic questions and background kind of stuff, and nothing really crazy.
Did you get any kind of like tough questions? Were they, I mean, not about like you or your background or anything, but just maybe like, you know, when they did they put you on the whiteboard at all and just ask you anything that you weren't really familiar with or that you weren't really prepared for?
Not really. You know, they definitely, you know, I had to go over and do some like play recognition and you know, remembering a bunch of sets and adjustments, and then like they would put up the play, it would be blank, and then I would have to explain, you know, what the call would be and where everybody's going and stuff like that. And I felt like I did really well in that area. You know, I've been preparing for the last couple months, and throughout college, I watch a ton of film and know what's going on. So honestly, it wasn't that tough of an adjustment. I just had to be ready when, you know, the question was asked. And I felt like I did a good job.
Of course, yeah, for sure, for sure. I wanted to ask you know, being a guy who's got, you know, size that could probably play in multiple positions, you got the athleticism that could play in multiple positions. If you don't want to name team names, don't feel the need to, but what kind of schemes, with what kind of, you know, defensive schemes, maybe if you want to give us some team names that were showing a lot of interest at the combine, where are some teams seeing you fit in as far as scheme goes, position-wise? Where are they seeing you at?
Yeah, so you know, I talked to almost every team at the combine, and most teams are viewing me as a 3-4 outside linebacker, as a pass rusher, and occasionally dropping into coverage. So honestly, you know, that's not that too much of a different, you know, position. It's very similar. I'll still be able to pass rush often, but yeah, you know, once in a while I'll drop in coverage, and that's honestly something I look forward to doing because, you know, I want to be the most versatile player I can be. And growing up, I always played the linebacker up into my senior year of high school. So, you know, I have some experience with that, and you know, I'm more athletic than I was when I was 16 in high school. So, you know, it would be cool for me to, you know, be able to try out a little bit of a different situation at the position. But, you know, I'm all for it. I'm down for that. And you know, some teams want me as a 4-3 DN as well, but they want me to put on a lot more weight. So honestly, I'm down for whatever, and whatever team, you know, picks me, I'm cool with doing whatever they want me to do and just taking full advantage of it and taking it as far as I can.
For sure, for sure. And I think that's an interesting topic because you see so many of the rushers nowadays, and they're not quite as tall and long as you are at 6'5". You know, you have long arms, you got a really, you know, long athletic build. But you see so many of the top rushers in the day's NFL being in that 255, 265 range. You only have a few of those guys that are at 280, 290 playing in the 4-3. So it's interesting, and it's kind of an interesting situation nowadays where you see, you know, so many different you know, height, weight, style of rushers having success, you know, at different positions, you
Yeah,
know. So
for sure.
it's kind of interesting to see where teams are valuing their height, their weights, and where they want them to be as far as those numbers go, because there's so many different teams wanting so many different things from their guys. And as you mentioned, that versatility that you play with, you know, being at 6'5", 255, it allows you to do so many different things. It doesn't take away anything from your athleticism or speed or explosiveness either.
Yeah, for sure. And that's funny you say that because, you know, in my mind, I think the same way. Like, some teams think, no, he's way too thin and he needs to put on weight and all this. And then other teams have told me that, like, there's no need to gain any weight. Like, we want you to be fast and all of this. We want you, obviously, to get stronger, but there's no need to be 280 and lose all your speed and athleticism. So it's a tricky deal. So I'm just, you know, putting on the right weight and feeling comfortable and still feeling the same, you know, obviously athletically. So honestly, wherever I end up, you know, I'm gonna have to adjust regardless, but I'm gonna definitely do it the right way and make sure I keep all the speed that I have.
Of course. And you know, your height, your weight, your athleticism, it didn't hurt you at Eastern Michigan, where you had a great career. You had 20 career sacks there. I wanted to ask you straight off the bat, you had a developing career at Eastern Michigan. You started off with a sack and a half, you got to 11, and you got to 7.5. kind of take us through the progression of your career where you started off, and I'm not necessarily saying you started off slow, but you had such a big jump in production from year one to year two. What's that like, kind of just, you know, starting off kind of at the bottom and then working your way to that, you know, top end talent at Eastern Michigan, you know, rushing the passer?
Yeah, so it was kind of a tricky deal. So when I first got to college, I was super light, and my coaches wanted me to gain a bunch of weight. So I gained, you know, I was 17 years old, first coming to college, and I was just told to eat as much as I can. So I was just eating a bunch of just nonsense, and it was just putting on weight, but it was fast and not the good weight. So, you know, going into my redshirt freshman year, I wasn't starting yet, and he's currently playing for the Bucks right now, Pat O'Connor, and he was the starting left end. So I was his backup, and I was in the rotation, but I was around 265, and I really didn't feel like I was playing to my ability, and I wasn't, you know, I wasn't as fast as I should have been, and I didn't feel right. So going into that next off season, I knew Pat was going to be gone, and it was going to be my time to step up as a starter. So, you know, I dropped weight. And I got to a comfortable, like, 250, 245, that range. And I ended up playing most of the season around 245. And my production and everything went through the roof. And I just felt so much better playing lighter because I could just go and run all day, and I was able to make a lot more plays. And then going into this last season, I was playing around the same weight. And, yeah, I had another, you know, super productive year, and I felt really good. So, that's the thing. It just, you know, putting the right weight on is key, and not, you know, putting on junk weight. And that's obviously a big part of, you know, taking this next step, is that I have the proper attention and I'm getting all the right calories in me. And like right now I'm 10 pounds more than what I, you know, played at during these last 2 years, but I'm moving faster than I ever have. So yeah, I just got to, you know, pay attention to detail when it comes to food and all of that and getting proper rest. And I don't think it's going to be an issue at all. And I'm just, you know, I'm super excited for this next step because I think, you know, I'm going to turn a lot of heads in these next coming months.
Oh, I agree. I really love the what I'm seeing from you from the combine. Obviously was awesome, but, you know, diving into your tape, you know, seeing a lot of the different things you do, getting after the quarterback, playing the run. You definitely love the skill set that you bring to the next level. The next question I wanted to ask you is, obviously you redshirted your first year, you were redshirt junior. You had to make that decision to declare. I wanted you to kind of take us through what led you to declaring, and kind of how, was it a tough decision? Was it something that came relatively easy for you? Just kind of take us through that, you know, probably month-long decision that it took you to say, okay, you know, I'm going to leave Eastern Michigan and come to the NFL.
Yeah, so it wasn't an easy decision at all. I was kind of torn between coming back and, you know, declaring. But at the end of the day, you know, I had to have a lot of talks with my family and my girlfriend and, you know, my coaches. And I had to figure out what was best for me. And I felt like it was time to, you know, take that next step in my development and, you know, take the next step physically and all of that by leaving. And, you know, I felt as if I was mentally and physically ready, you know, to take on this next step. And, you know, getting the extra attention by coming out here, you know, training at Exos, getting all the right calories and having all that, you know, planned out for me. And that was a super, you know, a big key for me leaving. It was just, getting bigger and, you know, wanting to, you know, take the next step. It's always been a dream for me. And, you know, I could have came back, but there was, you know, there's a lot of things that factored into it, but I felt, you know, as if I, you know, made the best decision, and, you know, I don't regret it at all, and I'm just super excited to see where I'm going to be. I can't wait, man. I'm excited.
Of course, man. You go to the combine, you have that kind of performance, you know, you got a pro day coming up, you're going to obviously have a great performance there as well. You know, you're definitely flying up draft boards, there's no doubt about it, and, you know, hopefully you're going to get drafted here in a few, I guess it's only about a month away now, so that's really, yeah, it's got to be crazy. An exciting time for, are you, I wanted to ask you, are you a fan of the NFL? Do you have a favorite team?
Oh, yeah, I've been a sports nerd since I was freaking a child. Like, I honestly, I've been collecting cards, and I know every single player and where what school he went to and all of that. Like, just growing up, I was always that type of kid. Like, I probably should have been giving more attention in the classroom instead of reading sports books and all that type of stuff, but That's just always how I've been. So, you know, growing up, I was a Lions fan, originally being from Michigan. So I've always been a Lions fan. And then, you know, I moved to Texas, and it's you know, nothing changed. I was the only Lions fan in my school. But, yeah, I grew up a Lions fan for sure.
The Lions made a ton of moves in free agency today. What do you think about those?
Yes, they did. That's awesome. You know, the last few years, they haven't made a bunch of moves. But yeah, it was crazy to see in the first couple hours, they made a bunch of, big pickups. So it's exciting for everybody, you know, in the area and everyone, you know, in Detroit, they're diehard fans. So, everyone's really excited.
Well, it's gotta be exciting as you, as a pass rusher, to see them pay huge money for a pass rusher and Trey Flowers coming over from the Patriots. It's got to be such an exciting time for you to just look at, see the dollar figures that these edge rushers are making and going, man, if I just get into the league and have pretty decent production, I can make this much money in a few years. It's got to be an awesome thing for you to kind of look at and see your future here in a few years.
Yeah, see, that's the tricky thing about it is that, like, from the outside, it seems as if, like, yeah, you know, I just get by and I can, you know, I could play pretty solid and do that, but honestly, the money isn't the biggest thing. You know, obviously, money is super important, but, you know, you just, me personally, I don't focus on that, and I just play and play every single play like it's my last play. So I just work my butt off and just, you know, prepare for every single game like it's a Super Bowl and just get ready, and, you know, the money's going to come. If you think about all the other outside stuff, you're going to get caught up and, you know, not play to the best of your ability. So honestly, for me, it's just, the first thing for me is get drafted, and then where I get drafted, you know, obviously make the team, and then, you know, go from there, take it one step at a time, and then, you know, eventually that day will eventually, you know, come, and I'm hoping for it, and all I'm going to do is work. So honestly, you know, I feel like there's nothing stopping me, and you know, I'm just ready to go out there and play, man.
For sure, for sure. All right, man, just got a few more questions before I get you out of here. What's a player in the NFL to either that's playing today or might have been, you know, playing a few years ago that you really, you know, maybe not compare your game to, but a guy you turn on the tape to look at, you try to model some of your game after, a pass rusher, a defensive end, outside linebacker in the NFL today?
That's a good question. Definitely the first person that comes to mind is J.J. Watt. I love watching JJ. He's a freaking beast. I love PJ as well. And then I look at guys like Chandler Jones, Joey Bosa. I love all, you know, the ways they play and how they always keep the O-line guessing and just constantly making plays and causing turnovers. That's a big part of my game as well. It's causing turnovers and getting strip sacks and punching the ball out for running backs. And those are guys that consistently do it all the time. And I definitely try to model my game, you know, to a certain extent, to those guys.
For sure, for sure. All right, what is Max Crosby doing in his free time?
I'm a pretty simple guy.
Now you're training for the combine and pro day and football, but if you weren't doing that, what would you be doing in your free time?
Honestly, I'm super simple. You know, I got a little dog now. I've had her for almost a year, so when I'm back home, I'm just chilling with my girlfriend, playing with the dog, and just playing Fortnite and 2K and watching Netflix, basically, and just eating food. That's basically all I do. I'm pretty simple, and sometimes, you know, obviously I chill with the guys and hang out and play video games nonstop, but yeah, I'm pretty simple. I like to just lay back and relax and just, you know, obviously when it comes to football, just work.
Of course, no doubt, no doubt. All right, you got your pro day coming up March 22nd. You're going to be benching there. You're going to be going through the positional drills. Last question I want to leave you with, I'll get you a sign off from here, is what is the NFL team that drafts Max Crosby? What are they getting in that player? Why should they draft him over fill in the blank? What is Max Crosby going to give us over these guys?
They're going to get somebody that's immediately going to be a good pass rusher. You know, I feel like I'm somebody that consistently, no matter if I'm getting a sack or not, you know, I'm constantly affecting the quarterback. I'm a game changer. I take the ball away from the offense. You know, I'm not just a guy who's going to get the TFL and the sack. You know, my Coach Bulla, the old Michigan State man, that was something he really emphasized, my D-line coach, you know, before he left this past season was being the game changer instead of an attaboy. So if you're getting me on your team, I'm going to be a game changer and take the ball away and consistently be in the backfield and making plays.
Love that answer, man. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come on tonight, talk a little football with us. And you know, like I said, we're all, myself, all the listeners are really excited to see where these next few weeks, months take you to the NFL draft, where you'll get drafted, going into the NFL and make a difference as a pass rusher, as a run defender, in a 4-3 and a 3-4, your versatility, you can kind of play wherever. So again, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, brother. I appreciate it.
Of course. Tonight we were on with Max Crosby, outside linebacker, defensive end, Eastern Michigan, good size, good athleticism. He can play 3-4, he can play in a 4-3, he can play outside linebacker, he can play defensive end, he can kind of move all over the place. So he's a guy that can drop in coverage, he can rush the passer, he can play the run. Versatile guy, can do a lot of different things for your defense. So if you're looking for a guy that can do those things, make sure you're familiar with Max Crosby. Again, Max, thanks for coming on. Thanks, everyone, for listening. This is Connor Livesey, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thanks.